You know, a lot of women will tell you that they think a sexy job is a firefighter or maybe a pilot, something like that. But we all know what women really want is a dude that cuts fabric at your local craft store. What? That is a hot job.
Last time I was at the craft store and every other time before, it's always been like a 65-year-old woman that's done that for me.
Well, you're going to the wrong craft stores because there are some hot dudes working at the craft stores. And Denise knows that because that's where she met the dude she wants to call today for a second date update. What's up, Denise?
Hi.
God, you're a maniac, Denise, rolling out to the craft store hitting on men.
Well, it didn't go down exactly like that.
Okay, how did it go down?
Well, I had to make a return, and I didn't know if they would accept it because I had bought it at a different store. So I called, and the guy who I spoke to was really nice.
Wait, so you didn't even see this guy in person? You just called him on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I talked to him, and he was really nice, and like we ended up discovering that we both went to the same high school.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. How long were you on the phone with the guy from the craft store about returning some fabric?
It wasn't that long. It was probably longer than a normal conversation, but it wasn't that long.
Did you guys know each other in high school? Did you realize that?
No. I guess we went at different times.
Okay. A lot in common with this craft store fella. Did you ask him out on a date right then? Or
no, I didn't. So, I mean, we got off the phone and then I ended up going right in like in the next hour and like he was working and I saw him and he was really cute.
Which
was like, oh, man.
Shocking. Were you shocked by that? You were a little shocked.
I was a little shocked. Because I feel like normally it's a 65-year-old lady who's working at the craft store. So
right.
It was surprising.
Okay. And who asked who out? Did you ask him out or did he ask you out?
We just exchanged numbers and agreed to go out later that night.
Ooh. Oh, you nice. And craft store boy are moving quick.
Yeah.
What's his name, by the way, so I don't have to call him that?
His name is Russell.
Russell. Okay. Oh.
He probably goes by craft store boy in all of the circles that he runs in, so probably not a big deal. What'd you and Russell do?
We just went to like a taqueria and got like margaritas and tacos.
Nice.
And how was it?
It was really fun.
Cool.
We both talked about how much we dig a bunch of different TV shows, and there's one that I really want to see, and I feel like people have talked about it. And he was like, "Oh my gosh, me too. Is it?" And then like I said Dexter as he was saying it, and we were like, "What?"
That's like the most romantic thing I've ever heard. That's a show about a serial killer. So you guys bonded over your interest in a serial killer. That's very romantic.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that romantic, but it was cool. We both wanted to see the same show.
Okay, that's an easy segue into, so we should hang out and see the show together. Did that happen?
So it's funny that you say that because that's exactly what happened next. He asked me over to his apartment to watch Dexter.
Oh, wait,
that same night?
Yeah, it was the same night that I talked to him on the phone and then made the return and then eating tacos and drinking margaritas. I'm going over to his apartment and we're watching Dexter. It sounds like I've known him for a month, but it's been just one day.
Yeah, you guys have spent more quality time together than a lot of couples already.
Yeah, cool.
And you didn't feel like it was a ploy just to get you back to the house?
Oh, no, like I totally did, but I was absolutely fine with that.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, you guys are on the same page there, too. Wow.
Yeah.
How did the rest of the evening go?
So we got there, and we started watching the show, and it was really good. And before we knew it, it had been, I think we binge-watched it for like 3 hours, and nothing happened. We literally watched the show for 3 hours.
That was it?
Yeah, and then what?
Then I was like, oh, shit. It's really, really late. I need to go. And so he walked me to the door and he gave me a hug and I left. And like we agreed we would talk later. But that was it. Nothing like no kissing or anything like that.
Wow, that's weird. He actually just wanted to watch the show that you guys talked about.
Yeah, I guess. Or maybe he was really into it. I mean, it is really good. It's not like I was sitting there waiting for something to happen. I guess it's just thinking about it, I'm like, that's a little weird.
And you're sure he's interested in you and in women?
I think so. I think we hit it off. I mean, he seemed to be not creepy flirty, but like flirty enough to where it was like, oh, he seems interested in me.
Okay.
And, you know, he asked me to his house. And
how many times have you guys talked since then?
So here's the weird thing. We text a lot and we talked on the phone a couple times. And
then it just kind of fizzled out. And I don't know why.
Weird. Well, you know, these craft store employees, they're players. So he's, you know, probably got a ton of girls coming in there making returns. I mean,
old ladies, maybe.
Yeah, he spent a lot of time at the retirement home. You know how it goes.
You guys joke, but if you're a cute boy in a craft store, I'm just telling you, you've got elementary and school teachers everywhere. And there's a lot of cute single ones.
I hope that's not the case because I want the craft store boy for myself.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him and get your second date update, okay?
Thank you.
Hang on.